decided to put all your cereal on the placemat, have you?
Yeah.
It's a nice placemat.
They're lots of dustbin bags.
Oh, is that what they are, dustbin bags?
Lots of your house. Still waiting for a dustbin then.
Oh, yeah, you put a lot of honey nut loops.
And you can see a dustbin man and his lorry.
So you're pretending to be a dustbin man, are you? Coming to
again, a funny lorry.
It is a funny lorry. It looks more like a spoon to me.
It's more like it. It's not actually. It's collecting the rubbish here.
Looks quite nice rubbish to me, doesn't it?
Can't eat them.
You can't eat them? I think you can, dear. You can't eat real rubbish bags, but you can eat these.
I can't eat your rubbish bags. No, give me them, Dan.
You tell me that you don't like honey, Thomas, but these taste of honey.
You're not collect those.
Oh, I see. Those are for you to collect, are they?
Yeah.
Are they rubbish bags outside of my house?
Yeah. This woman's not coming yet. It's too busy collecting these rubbish bags.
Well, yes, he's got a lot to collect.
Then this woman turned round. Then a woman carried lots.
Gosh, that's a lot of bags. Are they bags or are they wheelie bins?
Wheelie bins.
Wheelie bins. Grandma and Grandad have got a wheelie bin now, haven't they?
Yeah. So, there's still more to collect.
Well, Mummy and Daddy loved it in Didsbury. We had a wheelie bin. And then when we moved here, we had to go back to using black dustbin bags.
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandad Bealby have a wheelie bin in York.
Mm.
And we've watched a dustbin lorry, haven't we, in Didsbury? Mm. What happens? The wheelie bin goes on the back and then the machine lifts it up and empties the bin. I think it does two at a time, doesn't it? Two bins side by side.
And this is a red one.
Oh, if it's a red dustbin lorry, that must be the one we see in Didsbury on a Friday morning. We see that when we're going to Bannadrum Town, don't we?
Yeah.
We see the dustbin lorry on School Lane, don't we?
Yeah.
Emptying all the bin bags. And then usually when we're walking home, we see it along Kingsway.
Look, it's collecting your bags.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's not wonderful.
I think the microphone just fell down. There's an aeroplane going past. I wouldn't have thought the vibration would have made it do that, but gosh, that was quite small, wasn't it? I wonder what made it suddenly fall down. How's that? Do you think that's any better?
No.
You don't?
No. I'm not showing that. I'll show you. It comes down there, lands on there, and jumps on there.
That's right, that's what it did. A flying microphone. It's never done that before, has it?
Whee! Clap!
Yeah, so very funny. Didn't you? It didn't fall on your head. I quite miss that big cupboard, actually. You know the cupboard that Sestralian took away?
Yeah.
That was quite useful for putting the microphone on top, wasn't it?
Yes. I wish it come back soon.
The cupboard?
Yeah.
I don't think the cupboard will come back, Thomas.
Soon. Thank you, man. There's something.
Pardon?
I'm not saying anything.
You're not saying anything? Where have you got this laugh from, Thomas?
What laugh?
the laugh that you just did then. Oh, Thomas, now stop it.
That's more like a photograph.
That's more like a camera.
You mean the microphone. Now don't drop your drink. You remember what happened last night with your yoghurt? Now what happened last night? You were messing about. I kept telling you not to mess about at the table. And you did. And what happened to the yoghurt?
Don't know.
I think you do. Yes, you're looking in the right place. It went all at the wall, didn't it?
No, you go over that wall and there, and go shoot, bam.
It did. Absolutely everywhere on the wall, on the carpet, on the curtain. Mummy wasn't happy, was she?
Yes, you will.
I don't think I was. Because it wasn't an accident. You've been messing about, and I kept telling you not to.
Then going in the castle.
Who's going in the castle?
Purdy got in the form of water.
Tell me again.
Then go in the castle, but he got in the form of water. Look, it won't dustbin man's gone.
Yes.
Where's it gone?
Well, the dustbin man collected all the rubbish. That's why I haven't got any rubbish now outside of my house. That's nice.
There's some more on there.
Oh, just going to say nice and clean for the weekend.
It's not finished yet.
I see.
It's got some lots and lots of work to do.
See?
Yeah. Yes, I know. This is one. Just talking in to this little man. Got one. This is my gonna do. Just a loud aeroplane.
Just a loud aeroplane. I was just thinking that, Thomas. It's always like this though on a Sunday when it gets to this time of year. Lots of people flying to holidays. Flying away on holiday, I should say. Lots of people are going away and lots of people are coming back. It's worst in August. Sundays in August are absolutely terrible. We have aeroplanes all day, don't we? Enjoying your breakfast. Are you enjoying breakfast, Thomas? You're not talking to me.
No, there's one just in my lap.
It's a dustbin bag on the floor, look.
Oh, yeah.
One honey look loop on the floor, shall I pick it up?
Yeah. And I put it in the dustbin wagon.
And you won't hold your mouth's a dustbin wagon, is it?
It's gone now.
Has it?
Yeah.
Is it on its way to the tip?
Yeah. It's not going.
Isn't it?
Man's got some lots of dustbin bags.
Oh, he has, hasn't he? Lots of people must have been putting their rubbish out. What would you like on your toast this morning, Thomas? Thomas Henry! Is there anybody there?
One of the dustbin men just closed his eyes.
One of the dustbin men's just closed his eyes, but what would the dustbin man like to eat for his breakfast?
He's got a day.
Well, he can still answer me even if he can't see. What do you think he would like on his toast? Yes.
Red jam.
Red jam. Please. I don't think we've got any red jam, Thomas. We've got some marmalade. Would you like marmalade?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
We've not had marmalade for quite a long time, have we?
No! I love marmalade.
You do, Grandma.
Grandma got some yellow marmalade.
Grandma and Granddad have got some yellow marmalade, have they?
It's best
to have
orange juice.
Pardon?
Then the man said, walking down the street, the dustbin man said, all clear.
The dustbin man walking down the street said, all clear? Oh, you mean all the dustbin bags are clear?
Two
men are walking together. Have they had enough honey nut loops?
I think so, yeah.
You think so, yes. You're going to have a nice piece of toast with marmalade then.
And then one dustbin man said, I love marmalade.
Did he?
Marmalade.
The one he got and off he went. It sounded like you were starting to sing the song that Julian taught us. I think that's what you were singing, weren't you? There you are.
Tubby toast.
Yes, it's on a Teletubby plate. Look at that.
Teletubby.
Oh, my light. Does that look nice? Would you like a banana or an apple, Thomas?
Apple.
An apple, please.
Apple, please.
Excuse me. Oh, dear. Do you feel tired?
Yeah.
I was just looking for some kitchen roll. The toast nice, Thomas? Are you just looking at the marmalade? Right, I'll cut the apple in half. I've just washed it. Cut it in half. And then half again, and that's one quarter. Half that one again, that's another quarter. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 quarters. Just take the pips out now. There you are. Shall I pop it on your plate there?
Yep.
It's a nice apple, isn't it? Like the colour of the skin.
Yeah. That was more like a pear.
Is it more like a pear?
Yes.
You mean the shape of it or the colour inside?
Tell you my mum like it.
Pardon?
Love it.
Pardon?
Love it.
You love it? Do you mean the marmalade or the pear? The pear? You love pear, but this is an apple, isn't it? You're saying it looks more like a pear?
It's more like it.
Is it? Can I have some toast and marmalade? Shall we put some more in the toasting machine?
Yeah.
I careful not to forget we put it in because the toaster doesn't always pop up, does it?
No.
Oh, when I put some margarine on your toast, it was warm. Mine's gone cold. Can you hear how it's scraping?
Yeah.
That scraping noise. Sounds very crunchy and crispy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that, Liv? Is that nice? Yours sounds crispy now you're eating it, doesn't it? This marmalade's made from oranges.
Yeah.
Remember watching the Auntie Mabel cooking programme?
Yeah.
Where they went to the marmalade factory, they saw marmalade being made.
Yeah.
What happened in that program?
I don't know.
Can you not remember?
No.
I think it started off with Pippin not feeling very well. He was lying in his basket, he had a tummy ache. Because I think Auntie Mabel and Pippin had been out the day before, haven't they?
Yeah.
And Pippin had found some food, something like a sausage or a beef burger that somebody had thrown down. And he ate it and it must not have been very fresh. And it made him poorly.
Then paprika.
Did he? I can't remember that part. And Auntie Mabel was going to a marmalade factory and she saw, well, I think Auntie Mabel got an aeroplane, didn't she, to Spain and watched the oranges being picked. And then they were flown back to the factory.
Yeah. And no one on train. And they trained. And they trained.
Did they go on a train first?
Yeah.
And Auntie Mabel went to the factory where they were washed and peeled and boiled with sugar and put into jars and they had labels on and then they went off in that old van, didn't they? Oh, when I say old van, I don't mean a tatty old van, but it was an old-fashioned van, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Auntie Mabel bought a little pot of marmalade for Pippin. And then she remembered a story about Queen Mary who wasn't very well. She felt quite seasick when she was on a ship. And one of the maids said that she'd heard marmalade was very good for settling the stomach. And Queen Mary had a spoonful of marmalade and soon she felt better. So Auntie Mabel wondered whether the marmalade she brought back from the marmalade factory would help Pippin's tummy.
Yeah.
It's a good job Pippin wasn't feeling very well because Pippin couldn't have gone on the aeroplane to Spain, could he?
No.
Well, I keep saying he. I think Pippin's a girl. And Pip. Oh, that train sounded clear, didn't it? Ooh. And then Auntie Mabel went to the marmalade factory. Well, dogs wouldn't be allowed in the marmalade factory, would they?
No.
Not when they're making food.
I wish I'd gone to Burnage Station to watch that train.
Do you? You wish you'd gone to Burnage Station to watch that train?
Yeah.
Trains have a lot to say this morning, don't they?
No.
Woo-woo. Can you see a little girl crossing the road?
Not a girl, it's a man.
Oh, that's Georgia with her mummy.
I see Georgia.
Oh, Georgia's quite low down. You probably can't see from where you're sitting. Georgia's mummy's a nurse.
Yeah.
Did you see her blue dress?
Yeah.
That's the nurse's uniform. She works in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know, you have doctors and nurses to make you feel better. She's gone to see Liam and it looks as if they're going out together, doesn't it? Because Liam's mummy strapping them both into the car. They're a little bit older than you, aren't they? They both started school last September.
Yeah.
So they're about 5 years old now, I think. And how old's Thomas? How old is Thomas? Can you not remember?
We've got to burn special watch the train.
Well, we'll go sometime now. We've been quite a lot to the station recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oops. I'm putting some more margarine on this toast. This is even crispier than the last lot. Listen to this.
Oh, I don't like this ending.
Don't you?
No.
What would you like to do?
Some quiet.
You want some quiet?
Yeah.
Listen, the train.
What go boo boo?
It didn't go boo boo, that one. In fact, it sounded like it was going very, very quickly, didn't it?
We shall go on a station. Watch that other train.
Do you?
I'm missing all the trains. Where's Robert?
Robert? I don't know. Is he still in bed or is bedroom curtains drawn?
No, it's open.
Oh, it's open, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He could be doing all sorts. You do know Robert's house is up for sale, don't you, sweetheart?
Yeah.
You've seen the sign outside, haven't you?
From Kangangind.
Well, we have been in. It's a real shame because he's a nice little boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Him and his family.
This one is Daddy called.
Andrew.
I don't remember.
Well, I think you've only met his daddy once. You've seen his grandparents quite a lot, and you know his mummy very well. But I think we've only seen Andrew once. They're moving to Macclesfield. Who else lives in Macclesfield?
Don't
know. About Jill and Bethany?
Oh, yeah. That's a long way away.
Mm,
I think it's up in the clouds.
Oh, it isn't in the clouds, Jill.
Got a poorly nose.
Who's got a poorly nose?
Mummy.
I know, it's because my nose has been running so much. Mummy gets allergies to different things, Thomas.
Yeah,
about
have one of my sweets
stop and cheer you up. Would it cheer me up, one of your sweets? I'm sure it would.
But me.
What, do you need cheering up as well?
Yeah.
And you haven't finished your toast or eaten your apple properly. You've had one quarter of apple.
No,
I'm... Don't you?
I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered? Why do you not want it? Are you not hungry?
No.
Oh, does that mean your tummy is full?
Yes.
No room for a sweet then, is there?
There's a room here.
No, that's room on the table, not room in your tummy. No, Jake, Jill and Bethany have moved to Macclesfield, and when we've been to see them, we've gone with Sonia in Sonia's car, haven't we?
Yeah.
And Jake Jimmy and his mummy and daddy have moved to Macclesfield. We've not been to their house yet. We should have gone to Jake's party.
Yeah.
We didn't go, did we?
What for?
Well, because it was in Macclesfield. And nobody we knew was going. And Daddy was at work that day and needed the car.
Well, we knew them for Jill and Bethany.
No, Jill and Bethany weren't invited, I don't think. I don't think they know Jake quite like we do.
I can't want a sweet eat here.
Do you? Well, shall we have a little bit of Easter egg? Because we haven't had an Easter egg for a while.
No, I don't want an Easter egg. No. I want a sweet egg.
Another train. Gosh.
Another train go boo boo.
What on earth are they doing this morning, the trains?
Thanks on your hands, Bill and Daddy was on the blue train. They're not going boo boo. Go boo boo. And wee boo boo.
You think Sonia, Isabel, and Daddy Rod are on the train going woo woo?
No. I wanna go boo boo. On the train.
I think we've got a little book somewhere, Thomas. It's not a new book, but it's new to us. About Thomas the Tank Engine and some breakfast. Shall I go and find it?
I think so.
I'll just finish this piece of toast and then I'll go and have a look to see if I can find it.
Not yet. You have a sweetie to your nose first. Oh, no, I want a sweetie too.
Does Mummy's nose look very red?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
I'm just waiting.
I think it's the sun as well, actually. But when it's warm weather.
Yeah.
I like the warm weather very much, but all the things in the garden make me sneeze. And cuddling Purdy makes me sneeze, and Purdy isn't very well, so she's getting lots of cuddles. So Purdy's feeling better, but Mummy's feeling worse.
No.
Oh. Because it's breakfast time, you have not eaten all your breakfast, you don't have sweets.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't, and what's more, you're not having one. You can shout and carry on all you like, no. Let's not start this. Right, definitely enough. So only good boys get sweets. If you still got a little gap in your tummy, there's some apple left.
I don't got any gaps. I haven't.
Well, if you've no gaps, you've no room for sweeties. Right, I'm going to find that towards the tank engine.
Oh.
You think it's hiding? Yeah. I think it was mixed up with a pile of newspapers, actually. Right, there we are.
I think Daddy did it.
Well, I think it was Mummy. I think it was when I was tidying up the newspapers. Oh, goodness me. When I was tidying up the plate, we've knocked it on the floor.
Smashed.
It's smashed. It's broken. Never mind, we hadn't washed it up, had we?
No.
Oh dear, dear, that's...
After this feeding, what I see. I can't see that.
Well, I just used the cloth to wipe the table to get rid of all the crumbs from the toast. And as I went to put the cloth back on the table, on the worktop, I think my cardigan sleeve must have just caught the edge of the plate. Oh dear, dear.
Never
mind, I hope it wasn't one of the big ones. I bet it was. Let me just check the cupboard. Oh, it was. Oh dear.
Did I have a shoe?
Well, this is, look, I'll show you, this is a broken plate. We've got to. Oh! Look.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, we had four large plates and one smaller plate in the same design, and it's one of the large ones, unfortunately.
Please, I put it near me.
No, because it'll cut you down. What we've got to do now is, you see these edges are really sharp, aren't they?
Okay.
Well, if we put those in the dustbin bag...
Dustbin man, I'll collect them away.
Well, you will collect them away, but if the dustbin man picks the bag up and one of the sharp bits pokes through the bag, it might cut his hand or leg. So what we've got to do, when we've broken something sharp like that,
yeah,
we've got to get some newspaper or something... Another train. A newspaper or something like that, and we've got to wrap it all up so there are no sharp bits. And then we can put it in a bag. I'm just going to move Purdy's water bowl because I think some of the little... When it broke, Although we've got some big pieces of plate like that.
Then Daddy can fix it.
No, I don't think Daddy can. I think we'd better just put it in the vent, Thomas. When it shattered, even though it broke in big pieces, there are some little pieces of pot. Let me show you one. That's a very, very sharp. And if they've landed in Purdy's water bowl, then it isn't very good. So we'll get rid of the water. Look, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little piece of broken pot. In fact, Auntie Mabel broke a teapot, didn't she?
Yeah.
What happened then? Did Pippin run and bump into it and she dropped it?
Crash!
She had to go to the shop and buy another one, didn't she?
Then they said they sold them.
They didn't sell them?
No.
I think her nephew sent her a teapot in the post for a birthday present and she was really proud of it, wasn't she? Nice brown teapot, it looked like hers. And then I think Pippin got excited because the postman arrived with Auntie Mabel's birthday card. And Pippin was running around Auntie Mabel's legs and she tripped up and dropped the teapot and smashed it.
No.
And she was upset. Well, what happened?
It jumped on his hand.
Did Pippin jump onto Auntie Mabel's hand?
No, a teapot.
Jumped out of her hand?
Yeah.
And Auntie Mabel was a bit worried because the nephew who bought her the teapot was coming for tea. So she thought, gosh, I don't want him to know I've broken it. So she rushed to the shop to buy a replacement one and the lady said, we do sell them, but we haven't got any in stock. It'll be next week. And Auntie Mabel said, I can't wait that long. So what did she do?
Don't know.
Where did she go to with Pippin?
Another factory shop.
She went to the factory shop, didn't she, and bought one there. And then, when her nephew arrived at the door, Pippin got so excited that she nearly dropped the new one, didn't she? She didn't quite, she caught it in time.
Yeah.
Now let's have a look at this book. It's called Thomas Comes to Breakfast. We've not read this one before, have we?
No.
Who can you see there?
Where's Gordon?
There's Gordon.
There's Henry.
That's Henry.
That's James.
That's Percy.
And that's Gordon. That's Edward.
Yes, that's Edward.
And that's Thomas the Tank.
And that's Thomas the Tank. Aren't you clever? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 engines, you know. Right, be careful now. Thomas the Tank Engine has worked his branch line for many years and knows it very well.
Not coke trucks.
Coke trucks?
No, cocoa
trucks. Cocoa trucks?
Yeah.
What's a cocoa truck?
Does it mean cocoa?
Do you not mean coke? They're carrying coke or coal?
Coal.
Coal. You know just where to stop, Thomas left his driver. You could always manage it without me. Thomas had become conceited. He didn't realise that his driver was joking. Do you know what conceited means?
Yeah.
It means he became very, very smug and very sure of himself. Later, he boasted to the others. Driver says, I don't need him now. Don't be daft, snorted Percy. I'd never go without my driver, said Toby earnestly. I'd be frightened. Phew, boasted Thomas, I'm not scared. You'd never dare, said the other engines. I would then, boasted Thomas. You'll see. He's a bit show-off, Thomas, isn't he?
Where's the driver?
Well, I think this is what the problem is. I think Thomas has decided he's going to go without his driver. Next morning, the fireman came. Thomas drowsed comfortably in the shed as the warmth spread through his boiler. Percy and Toby were still asleep. Thomas opened his eyes and then he suddenly remembered. Silly stick in the muds, he chuckled. I'll show them. Driver hasn't come yet, so here goes. He cautiously tried one piston, then the other. They're moving, he whispered. I'll just go out, then I'll stop and whoosh, that'll make them jump. Very, very quietly, he headed past the door. Thomas thought that he was being clever, but really he was only moving because a careless cleaner had meddled with his controls.
Look, he's looking down.
He is, isn't he?
What for?
It's just a smile on his face, isn't he?
No.
It says Thomas thought that he was being clever, but really he was only moving because a careless cleaner had meddled with his controls. He soon found out his mistake. He tried to whoosh, but he couldn't. He tried to stop, but he couldn't. He just kept rolling along. The buffers will stop me, he thought, hopefully. But the siding had no buffers. Thomas's wheels left the rails and crunched the tarmac. There was the station master's house. Thomas didn't dare to look at what was coming next. The station master and his family were about to have breakfast. Horrors! Cried Thomas and shut his eyes. There was a crash. The house rocked and broken glass tinkled. Plaster peppered the plates.
Is that healthy?
Well, I don't think it actually... Oh, obviously I don't think it actually shows you, but oh dear. On the next page...
A tree on the line.
Yes, a tree on the line, but I think it's Thomas. I think it's Thomas that smashed into the fat controller's house. A little bit like when that plate broke. What did it say on the previous page?
Bash.
Bash. Let's read it again. There was a crash. The house rocked and broken glass tinkled. Plaster peppered the plates. That means probably the plaster from the ceiling fell down and scattered all over the plates.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Thomas had collected a bush on his travels. He peered anxiously into the room through its leaves.
He couldn't speak.
The station master was furious. The station master's wife picked up her plate. You miserable engine, she scolded. Just look what you've done to our breakfast. Now I shall have to cook some more.
Ooh.
She banged the door. More plaster fell. This time it fell on Thomas. You see, all the dust and rubble from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Old Thomas felt depressed. That means he felt very sad. When you're depressed, you're very sad.
Yeah.
Thomas felt depressed. The plaster was tickly. He wanted to sneeze, but he didn't dare in case the house fell on him. Nobody came for a long time. Everyone was much too busy.
What happened then?
Well, he crashed into the station master's house, didn't he? Because he thought he was clever enough to go on his own without a driver. And he wasn't, and he got into trouble, and he found he couldn't stop.
So what was that rope for?
Pardon? The rope? Well, I think they're obviously going to have to try and pull him out, aren't we? Now listen, Thomas, you know sometimes when we go out of the front door...
Yeah?
And you start running away and I shout, stop. Now the same sort of thing could happen to you. You think, oh, I can go down there without Mummy, it's perfectly safe, I don't need Mummy. But you do sometimes, Thomas, because sometimes things happen. If you were running quickly and you couldn't stop and a car was coming, you might have a big bash and a crash.
Yeah.
So it's always better to wait, isn't it? Like Thomas should have waited for his driver, you should wait for Mummy. Right. So now what's happened? It's that Thomas was saying nobody came for a long time, but it looks now as if some workmen have come.
What's that hook there?
Well, normally I would imagine that's the hook. Listen at these trains, it's one I can't get over that. I wonder if there's something special going on. They're all going, boom. I think that hook normally would couple the engine to the carriage. Okay. At last, workmen propped up the house with strong poles and laid rails through the garden. That must be like scaffolding that we see on building sites, holding up buildings.
Just a minute.
What if you want to turn the page? You want to see what's going on over here?
No one!
Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Donald.
Twins, Donald and Douglas. We met them in another story at
Christmas. What's that one called?
Well, I don't know, they're identical. We'll call that one Donald and that one Douglas. I don't know which is which. I'm sure they have different numbers on the engines. Are they number 9 and 10 or 10 and 11, something like that? We came across them at Christmas, Thomas, in that story about Thomas and the Christmas tree, because Donald and Douglas were the ones who shunted Thomas the Tank Engine out of the snow. At last, workmen propped up the house with strong poles and laid rails through the garden. Donald and Douglas arrived. Ah, they must be Scottish. Because they're saying something about, we'll soon have you back on the rails, they laugh. But the way it's written, it sounds, we'll soon have you back on the rails, they laughed. I can't do the accent. Puffing hard, the twins managed to haul Thomas back to safety. So I think that train is on to Thomas. And look, it must be on the back of Donald and Douglas. Bits of fencing, the bush and a broken window frame festooned Thomas's front. That means they were all over Thomas's front, which was badly twisted. He looked very funny. The twins laughed and left him. Thomas was in disgrace. But there was worse to come. That means Thomas is in a lot of trouble. You are a very naughty engine, came a voice. I know, sir, said Thomas. I'm sorry, sir. Thomas's voice was muffled behind his bush. Look, can you see? He's got a bit of bush and all sorts on his face. You must go to the works and have your front end mended. It will be a long job, said the Fat Controller. Yes, sir, faltered Thomas. Meanwhile, a diesel rail car called Daisy will do your work. I think that happened before, didn't it? Daisy stepped into the breach before, hasn't she, when something's happened to Thomas? Daisy, sir, Thomas spluttered. Yes, Thomas, said the Fat Controller. Diesels always stay in their sheds till they are wanted. Diesels never gallivant off to breakfast in station masters' houses. The Fat Controller turned on his heels and sternly walked away. Oh, gosh, now I think that should teach Thomas a... another one? That should teach Thomas a lesson, shouldn't it? He should not have gone off on his own, should he?
No.
So, and Thomas, you must learn from that story. You must never go off on your own. Why are you looking cheeky? It's only because I love you, I don't want you to go off on your own. What would Mummy do if you got knocked down by a car? She'd cry, wouldn't she? I'd have no one to play with. I couldn't go to Brandon Drum Time because there'd be nobody to go with.
No.
Janine wouldn't bother coming to see you because you wouldn't be here.
No.
Grandma and Grandad wouldn't have to come.
No.
I'd go to the beehive and I'd just sit there on my own.
Yeah.
So when we do things, let's do them together.
I'm used to doing it. I run fast and fast. You're running fast.
Would I run fast?
No, I run fast.
Because if you run out in front of a car, you might not be running anywhere. So, you be like Thomas and you wait. Yes? Well, you've not read that book before. It's quite nice, wasn't it?
I was just thinking.
Oh, tiddly mouse.
Look. Jim, Simon,
Sailor
got the fireman hat on.
That's right, because on the back of the book it tells you all the other books that are in the range. Thomas the Tank Engine, Daniel's a Farthing Wood. Oh, that says Trouble in the Park. Do you think that's one of the... Well, that's Animals of Farthing Wood, isn't it? I was going to say it's that Percy the Park Keeper, but it's not. Who's that?
Rupert the Bear.
Rupert the Bear, and who's that?
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh, and who's that?
Simon Sam.
Simon Sam. Right, is it time to leave the table now? Shall we have a wash?
No. Oh, I want one!
Thomas, please, let's not start this again.
Did I have one?
Later on, if you're a good boy. Not straight after your breakfast.
I'm going
now. Go on now. I know, but... You've just finished your breakfast. I'll go get a sponge and I'll give you a wash. And then we'll do something else, shall we?
No, I want to watch something on the telly. It's not nice out there. It's raining. It's staying inside. That's one place. It's raining.
You're telling Purdy to stay inside.
Oh!
What's that, a honey nut loop from breakfast?
Yeah.
Or a dustbin bag? Something really funny happened, didn't it, a little while ago?
Yeah.
We put the video on.
Yeah.
And there was Auntie Mabel with the episode about the teapot, and we'd been talking about the teapot earlier on, hadn't we?
Yeah.
And I must admit, I'd never watched it through before. I got the gist of what happened, that Auntie Mabel broke the teapot that her nephew gave her and she had to go and get another one, but I'd never actually sat down and watched the whole programme. And I realised that it showed you her going to the factory where they were making teapots.
Mum said, I'm sold out.
Yes, that's right. The lady in the shop said they were sold out.
And Mum, when you wait a minute, I'll make some more.
Yes. Well, she went to the shop and the lady in the shop said she was sold out and she couldn't get one for another week. So she went to the factory and it showed them pouring clay into moulds And after they poured the clay into moulds, they baked the clay, and then they dipped it in a brown glaze, and then fired it again in a kiln, didn't they, in a big oven. And it came out all brown and shiny, and Auntie Mabel said, just what I need. But the man said, I'm sorry, these are all sold. It was for a special order, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So she rushed off to find a potter, and the potter said, I'll make you one, but you must find me some clay, because he'd run out of clay. So she ran to the quarry, and she picked up a lump of clay, and she was talking to one of the workmen, and he said, oh, you can't make teapots out of a piece of clay like that. Something has to be added to it. You can't take it straight from the ground. So he gave her a big lump of clay, didn't he? And she took it back to the potter. And what did the potter do?
I made a teapot.
He made a teapot. Did he have a turntable?
Yeah.
And what was he doing with his hands?
He's putting it on the clay. He's putting it on the clay.
On the clay, that's right. He put his hands in. You're showing me, aren't you? He put his hands in. The turntable was spinning round and round. The clay was going everywhere. But in the end, there was a beautiful teapot. And he baked it, didn't he? And then what did he dip it in?
And some dark woods.
Some dark woods, some dark brown glaze, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then he fired it up again. And she got a perfect teapot. And she took it home. And then when her nephew arrived, the doorbell rang and she popped the teapot on the table, didn't she? Went to answer the door. Pippin was excited and he knocked the table. And she caught the teapot just in time, didn't she? But the other thing I hadn't realised is when they went to the shop to buy the teapot in the first place, the shop was full of all sorts of different pots, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a big plant stand, wasn't there, on the floor?
Yeah.
And Pippin bumped into it, didn't he? Auntie Mabel said, come on, Pippin, time to leave. Pippin bumped into the pot and we could see it wobble. And as they left the shop, we heard an almighty crash.
Yeah.
A big crush and a bash. So Pippin must have knocked that over, mustn't he? We've got a brown teapot like Auntie Mabel has.
Yeah.
Sorry about this, Tommy. We just washed my hands.
The train goes boo boo.
No, the trains are still going boo boo. We were doing it yesterday a lot as well, weren't they? So I didn't really think anything about it yesterday. Anyway, I've washed my hands now. What have we got under the tea cosy? We've got a brown teapot just like Auntie Mabel's.
We can touch it.
You can touch it as long as we don't drop it, because Mummy's had that for a long, long time.
I might use some cold tea for you.
Are you? Look, brown teapot, and there's the lid. What does it say? Made in England. On the inside. Oh, be careful. Gently, 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 Thomas. Isn't it nice and shiny, Pat?
Oh,
that's right. Well, she sang a little song, didn't she? We sang it at playgroup. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When I see the teacups, hear me shout. Tip me up and pour me out. Look, and that's the stand that the teapot stands on. What's that shaped like?
Like a flower pot.
Like a flower pot. It's shaped like a teapot. It's got flowers on it. And when we've put hot water in there to make hot tea, we must keep it in the middle of the table, Thomas, because if it falls on the floor, I'll be very, very upset.
Okay. So,
when we've put hot tea in, we put this on. This is like a tea cosy. You feel this? Does it feel like a nice padded hat?
Oh, yeah.
We pop the tea cosy on the teapot like that and it keeps the tea nice and warm.
Then you put it back again.
Yes, we've got another teapot, haven't we?
For me.
Look at this teapot. This is the teapot that Mummy uses every day.
I'm using this one.
Yeah, but be careful, Tom, be careful. Let's put this one in the middle of the table now. This one is a metal one. It's stainless steel. It hasn't been made like this one, has it, with clay? I don't know how that one's been made, but it's not been made the same. What's the difference with the lid? Lift the lid up, but look, it's on a hinge. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That lid never comes off, does it?
No.
It stays on the teapot, it opens and it closes. But this one, you take the lid off. Look inside.
Look anything?
No, just a bit of water from where we washed it.
Yeah, good news.
Which is the handle?
The handle.
Which is, oops, which is the spout?
There.
And which is the lid?
There.
That's right. We've got the lid on that one. We've got some more teapots, haven't we?
Yes.
Let's have a little look at these up here. This one has a pattern on it as much as the dinner service, look.
We can't... You have that one?
Yes, but we won't play with this one. Look, can you see the pattern on it?
Let's put it here.
Look, that's a very big teapot back inside there. Can you see the holes there?
Yeah.
You pour the tea in and it comes out of the spout, doesn't it?
Hold it.
Look, not too near the edge of the table, Thomas, please.
Put on the lid.
You can put the lid. No, gently put the lid on. Gently. That's it. Now this one especially. Look. That's it. It's got a special little lip, hasn't it?
No, that
one. And we've got another teapot up here. Now this one matches the other dinner set.
We have that one.
Well, we can't play with this one. We can't play with this one. This is very precious.
We don't.
You look. What's it got on it?
That's that.
What's it got on it? What can you see?
Flowers.
Flowers and...
Oh, please have that one.
What's
that, that one.
Just a minute. What's it got on here?
Got some big cookies.
What's it got on it? Butterflies?
Yeah.
Butterflies.
Pick me out and pull me out.
Can you see they're a different shape? This is a very round one, isn't it? And that one's quite a tall one. That's the cookie pot. Oh, be careful, Tom. Don't bang the lid down the wall. And look, what's this? Do you know what this tall pot is called? Do you know what this tall pot is called, Tom?
Yeah.
What's this one?
Butterflies.
It's got butterflies on it as well. Look inside there. That's deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, which one's the teapot?
This one.
Out of these two, which one's the teapot?
That one.
Which one?
That one.
This one? And which one's the coffee pot?
That one.
Which one?
This one.
No, that's a teapot. Is the tall one a coffee pot?
No, this is a coffee pot.
No, it's a teapot. What do we put in there?
Don't know.
Tea bags or tea?
Tea. Please have tea.
You make some tea. And look, I think the books might fall down when I move this. Look, another coffee pot.
Please have that one. Please have that brown
one. Just a second. Look, a coffee pot and a teapot in that set. And a coffee pot. And a teapot in this set.
So I nearly covered down then.
You did, yes, you did.
And I nearly.
Now, let me show you this, Thomas. No, you mustn't touch. You must just look. No, because... Listen, listen.
I want you to take it off you.
Listen, I know, but listen to me. What What happened? Teapot. Look, Auntie Mabel dropped it and broke it. We don't want that to happen. Listen, you can look at it, but just don't be rough. You don't smash things, Thomas. That's how things get broken. Now look. Do you know what happened in here? I was just about to show you. Can you see in there? That doesn't look very nice inside that lid, does it?
No.
Because one day, before we lived in this house, when Mummy and Daddy were first married, we had some friends round for a meal. And at the end of the meal, we went to make some coffee. And Mummy went to get the pot out of the cupboard.
Yeah?
And I knocked it over. And the lid smashed. We were really upset. We couldn't buy a new lid. So can you see what Mummy's done?
Yeah.
She stuck it back together with some glue.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see all the glue's dried inside. So that doesn't look very nice, does it? But the thing is, when we've got guests now, we don't use that coffee pot. What's the matter? What's the matter? Tom? is he? You're laughing and crying together, you don't know what
to do. I'm not 11!
Shh! Now listen, if people come round now, what do? We use this coffee pot. But this one stands on the shelf, on the Welsh dresser, and nobody can actually see that it's broken, because look, that's the crack at the back, and we turn it like that. Now what was the other thing that Aunt Mabel bought while she was at the factory? She bought herself a new teapot. Do you want me to dry your eyes?
No!
Oh, you do it yourself, will you? And she bought, what did she say? She bought a teapot for herself and two new bowls.
One is sweetie for you.
You want a sweetie for me? You've got her hair in your eye. Let me just take it out. She bought two new bowls for Kevin, didn't she?
Daddy, I'll have a good share.
What would you like to share?
Sweetie.
Oh, Tom, stop talking about sweeties.
Hey!
No. You're not having a sweetie, especially the way you're carrying on at the moment.
No.
Look, these are two pot bowls. But Birdie, do you think they've been made the same way as the teapot? Look at Jay.
Yeah.
What does that say on it? K-A-T.
Buffle?
Cat. That's the bowl that Purdy has the water in. We emptied that this morning because when we dropped that plate, some little bits of pot went into the bowl. And look at this one. This one was a bowl Purdy got for Christmas. Daddy bought her this.
Look, it's
in Sainsbury's, I think. Look, it's got fish on it. Can you see the fish running around the outside? Well, they're swimming, aren't they? Not running. And do you know what that says, Thomas?
Yeah.
2000.
Uh-huh.
Because Daddy bought it at Christmas just before the millennium. You remember the millennium? The year 2000?
Look at that, you're rolling.
You're rolling it, you're rolling Purdy's bowl. So this one she has a crunchy biscuit in, and the one you're holding is her water bowl. If you drop it on the floor, then be trouble, Thomas, because you're being warned. Yes?
I'm not.
Do you know what that says on the bottom? Let's have a look.
Oh!
It's got a little stamp on the bottom and it says... Oh, I can't read it. Ha! Oven and freezer proof. Microwave and dishwasher safe. Well, that's good, isn't it? I'm sure we're really going to microwave and freeze Purdy's water.
Pick me out.
And pour me out. It says made in Chesterfield, England.
Pick me out and pour me in.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When I see the teacups, hear me shout. Tip me up and pour me out.
Water, water, day.
Should I put some water in this teapot for you and get you a little cup?
Yeah. I got a mug. But four.
You want tiny, because you can pretend it's a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah!
Look, and we've got a nice cupcake. This is your Tigger, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger cup, isn't it? There you are.
Oh, and the water. Right.
The water's in there. Now, wait until we get to the bit in the song where it's tip me up and pour me out.
Tip me up.
We've got to sing the song first. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When I see the teacup, hear me shout, tip me up and pour me out. Whoops! Now you see, that's only cold water in that teapot, isn't it? One mummy makes tea. What's the water like? Is it very hot?
Yeah.
Do you want to put it back in the teapot? Very good.
I'd
love a cup of tea, please. Shall we sing the song again?
Not yet,
we're just going to pour it, are you? Tell you what, let's put the teapot stand there and stand the teapot on the teapot stand. Because a proper cup of tea would be really, really hot and it would mark the table, wouldn't it? So we stand it on the teapot stand. Thank you. Can I have a drop of milk in there, please?
Let's make that sugar.
Alright, we don't usually take sugar, but never mind. If you want to put some in, that's fine.
There you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Can I give you a kiss? Are you a cafe man? Do you work in a cafe? Cups of tea?
Yes.
Restaurant?
And Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat. Yes, you were thinking when you go to John Lewis, I think it's Tesco you have Kit Kats and cups of tea. But you go to John Lewis with Mama and Grandma, don't you, and have a shortbread biscuit. Right, I'll just drink this. Gosh, it's so thirsty. It's such a hot day. I'd like a cup of tea, please. Would that be any trouble?
Dad, you just look at the coffee.
Oh, is it coffee now?
Yes, it is.
All right. Oh, I'll have some coffee instead, please. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my handle, here's my spout. When I hear the teacup sing...
Put me in again.
Oh, I'm getting mixed up with the words. When I see the teacups, hear me shout, lift me up and...
And a cup of tea.
I'd love a cup of tea, please.
Okay.
When Mummy was a little girl, Grandma used to use tea leaves, not tea bags. You know, at the moment, Mummy just opens the tea kettle and pops a bag in the pot and then puts some boiling water from the kettle. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Grandma used to put spoonfuls of tea leaves in the teapot and then pour in boiling water. And we used to have a little strainer, tea strainer. Mummy's got one somewhere, I don't know where it is. And we used to put the strainer on the cup and then pour the tea out. And the strainer would catch all the tea leaves. Do you remember when Mummy's cooking pasta for you?
Yeah.
We have a colander, don't we? So I pour the pasta into the colander and it catches the pasta, but all the water drains through. Well, that's the same with the tea strainer. Let me see if I can find it.
It's hiding under those cushions. Whoops. Because you're making your cup of tea.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Welcome.
You're welcome. No, I really don't know what's happened to this tea strainer. It used to hang up there. I can't think that anybody would have used it for anything. How very strange. No, it's not so there either. We've got the sieve and the colander there, but no tea strainer. No, don't know where it is.
Nothing in there, Mummy.
This is a tea bag, isn't it? Can you see the tea bag's round? This tea bag's round, sometimes it's square.
Can we put it in there?
Oh no, because that's only cold water. We'll keep this until we need a proper cup of tea. You smell that? But can you see inside the bag all these little tea leaves? Can you see them?
Yeah.
Well, those are the leaves that used to be loose. We've got round tea bags and square tea bags, and we've even had some that are shaped like a triangle, a pyramid. Are you having good fun making your cup of tea for Mummy?
Look.
I think I'll just put this teapot and coffee pot back to Thomas and then.
Oh, look. Help.
Oh dear, dear. Have you spilt it?
Yeah.
Well, don't tip the cup up. Pull the cup up properly. You see, that's a good job. It's cold water, isn't it? Because if it had been hot, you would have got burnt. Scalded.
Oh, never mind. I'll buy another place. Some more place.
Can I just wipe it up?
No.
No, no. Have you got wet on your clothes?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. There we are. Would you like to just dry yourself with a towel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's only a little spot, that isn't it? Did it feel cold? Yeah. I bet it felt cold, didn't it, when it landed on your legs?
Oh, some more cup of tea, please.
You want some more cup of tea? You'd like me to get you some more water?
Yeah.
There we are. We've put the tea and coffee pot back up there. I'll just put this one away. That's right, hold it near you. Otherwise it gets spilled again, won't it? This teapot goes back on the shelf here. Everything up here, Thomas, all the cups and the plates and the saucers. Look, there's some jugs here.
I've got some sort of some milk.
Oh, have you pretended you put some milk in the bowl for Pearlie? Look, can you see this milk jug?
Yeah.
This is made the same way. It's all made with clay. Like you saw the teapot being made, but the difference is these all have a pattern on them, so I think they must do something different. They paint the pattern on, don't they? The nymph just dipped them in a glaze like Aunt Mabel's plain brown teapot. You having good fun pouring that out? Could I have another cup of tea, please?
Afraid. I sell them.
Pardon?
I not sell them.
You're not selling more cups of tea? Why has the cafe shut?
In your shop.
Oh, poor mummy, so I'll have to go home. Thirsty.
Open!
Is it open? Oh, can I have a cup of tea, please?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
Shut! It's shut!
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, but you just promised me a cup of tea.